Joe presents Baz and Andrew's House of Rugby, together with Guinness.
Hello and you're very welcome to Baz and Andrew's House of Rugby here on Joe, together with Guinness. We're delighted to say we're going to be joined today by Wales international superstar prop Adam Jones and Irish superstar international winger Mr. Tommy Bowe, who are being brought over here by Guinness this week to talk about how rugby brings people together. Got a bit weird, I think, during the interview, didn't it?
It was our intention to up the weirdness a little.
Yeah.
And I think we just need to turn it back a wee bit.
Yeah. At one point, you asked him, would he like to live here? I think you were referring to the weirdness.
Yes.
Would he like to live in that space? But he thought you meant in this building.
Yeah. Very politely, he said, yeah.
He's not fussy, is it?
Yeah.
Or Dublin. He likes the idea of living in Dublin. Yeah. But anyway, you'll get the gist of it. But it was great to catch up with two former Ospreys teammates, obviously international heroes in their own right.
And a nice backstory as well. Tommy arrived in Ospreys and the first man to put a pint in front of him, spend a bit of time with him, was Adam Jones. So
yeah,
it's nice.
Without further ado, here it is.
We're up.
Yeah, we're on. Guess what? We were just talking about Adam and Tommy's favourite TV shows, and I think we settled on Family Guy.
Family Guy, yeah. Yeah, I like Family Guy.
Only Fools and Horses.
Gavin and Stacey.
Obviously, you're staying Gavin and Stacey with the Welsh. I'll go Father Ted, obviously Irish. Well. And you're going to decide with the decider.
He loves Derry Girls.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, class show. Yeah.
Yeah. Haven't seen it. We're going to maybe get them on the show and if they know much about rugby.
They'd probably watch.
Big fans, I'd say. Yeah, I'd subscribers.
Say so. I'd say so.
Are they, where's that?
Derry?
Yeah.
Up north.
Oh, okay.
It's near London,
north,
there.
North.
So, like,
yeah.
Can you swear in this?
Huh?
Can you swear in this?
Absolutely.
Okay, say what you want.
I kind of said that with a question.
Go on, get out of your system. Go on.
In case anything slips out. Are you watching this?
Sounds like a threat.
He says flip and stuff like that because he's so, yeah.
Flip and sugar. Sugar.
You never know. You
see him wince any time I go a little bit further. My wife watches this.
You're going to hell, man.
I have a friend called Tommy, and
another friend.
Yeah, and he secretly went to London and got Botox done, but then we found out, so we all called him Tommy Bowe. What are you making that?
Botox, good, yeah. That's good. That's one of those ones where you kind of go, "I'm not asking for me; it's for a friend."
Would you get into that, like?
Yeah,
Tommy Bowe
kind of has
as a product.
Bowe is a great one. I mean, it's tough, like especially if you for children try and name a child because you have like Harry Bowe the sweets, you have Dicky Bowe, you have Elbow, you have Lesbo, you have Columbo. Columbo,
yeah. This,
I have. Yeah. Well, it's something you do need to think about. I mean, when we had my daughter, it was kind of like, right, Emma. Okay, no, that's fair enough. Well, Lucy is Elbow. That's unfortunate.
Yeah,
I don't know.
with that in mind, there was obviously a fake tan here when you boys were right in the middle of. You dug your heels in and said no. Did you start a group? Like
him?
Did you,
yeah. No, you're not using that.
You weren't in the tan group.
I was not in the tan group.
Yeah, of course you
wasn't. I wasn't.
She was.
I am serious.
No, Adam,
Mr.
Jones. Were you in the cornrows group?
I did have cornrows, yeah.
I did have cornrows. Did you think that was the start of a new era? Right, the tan era is gone. Follow me, lads. I'm in cornrows.
You were in the funny of it.
It was a grand slam match and you had the cornrows.
Well, we beat Ireland in Croke Park for the Triple Crown, yeah, with cornrows.
With cornrows. So, you were a gangster.
How shit is on you?
Yeah.
So I looked ridiculous.
You sure did. That's why I stuck my shoulder on your back.
Oh, me back. Maybe tell me, yeah.
There you go.
We thought that fake tan era, if that was nowadays, like the 2019 equivalent, could be a Botox era. at the Ospreys. Mm. I think that's something that could kick off.
Well, they brought, remember, like at one stage they brought in like the Ban the Tan.
They did, yeah.
Remember,
yeah.
So Scott in Johnson, the Ospreys yeah. you had to have, you had to have 50 caps for the Ospreys and you're allowed to wear white boots and that's you had to have 100 caps before you're allowed to wear fake tan.
It was a rule.
No way. Yeah, they brought in a rule, banned the tan.
You did tan though.
I didn't tan, I promise, I swear I didn't.
What a weird time to be alive that was, wasn't it? Huh? It was such a weird...
But it's weird, like in Wales, like like fake normal. Tan and stuff is kind of normal. Is
it? Yeah, it's even worse now, yeah.
Is it?
Oh,
really?
Yeah. Oh. Boys from the valleys.
What about like... Has it gone on to more within rugby? Like, is it, you know, could we get...
I'd say it is. Even, I'd say some boys...
You're struggling to beat Gav and Boone. You need to fill the
yeah.
yeah, you're struggling with that.
We used to... I remember played...
Were they the worst?
Yeah.
Hookie as well?
Hookie, Andy Powell.
Yeah. They used to book in for a spray tan before going for a captain's run whenever we played away matches. Yeah.
And then you told me before that the ball on the captain's arm would be all orange.
So like I'm sitting with like your hands and
I don't believe
that. Wiping it off the ball and stuff. Yeah. Funny times. I mean, this is it for Wales. It's so close.
Before captains, we'd have captains run, you call it, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So before a test match on the Friday, they drive down the M4 and Hookie's wife would spray tan them all. Pauly, Bernie, Gav, Shane. There's about six, seven of them. He'd love it. Yeah,
and not me.
Well, you were there we go. Wales, so you
oh, no, it wasn't. There you go. Okay, good.
Well, you definitely did it. You would have done it because you were there.
I promise I didn't. Promise now. I knew.
Did you feel like you wanted to settle in? You wanted to get across there and cancel?
Yeah.
Did you feel like that might have been one of the things? I'm going to compromise. I'm going to be one of the boys. I'm going to get a fake tan.
Yeah, I definitely stood out because I had the whitest legs. You know when you're sitting in the change room and it's like all the backs sit together and like you have like Hookie, Gav, Bernie, Shane, Phil's eat them all there, and then I had my pasty white legs in the middle. I did feel left out, but I kind of thought it was a bit different, which is good.
Yeah.
And your accent, I suppose.
Yeah, well, that did help.
And did it take you long whenever you moved across? Did it take you, like, did you settle in straight away? Did you get on great with the boys straight away?
Do you know,
you told me about one prank where you were running around. You got in trouble early on, didn't you?
Yeah, well, yeah, I did, yeah. I'll tell you about that in a minute. It was actually Adam who... Whenever they beat us, he had the cornrows at the time. And Gav turned up after winning the Grand Slam. Henson turned up like Leonardo DiCaprio in The Great Gatsby. He had like the hair slicked back, this cravat on, tanned up. I mean, he almost like hovered into the room.
He didn't care though, did he?
He didn't care
what
at all.
Anyone thought of him.
But I obviously was looking at this guy going, oh, flip, I'm joining these guys. This is the team. Adam was the first man who came over and took a pint of Guinness and put it on the table and sat beside me and introduced himself.
Pint of Guinness.
Exactly. In Ireland, of course. Yeah. And so he was the first man who introduced himself to me. And then it was actually then the first time I went over to the Ospreys. Sean had organised a barbecue and Mike Phillips and Gav came over and gave me a beer, said hello. So, yeah, it was good. They're a good bunch, to be fair. And that is the thing. I think the Irish and the Welsh always get on very well.
Yeah, you looked after him then.
Yeah, no, he was a rock star coming over, wasn't he? So we had to look up.
You admitted you didn't know who I was.
Well, yeah, did you elbow me in the back?
Yeah, that's the only reason you knew me.
No, well, he was highest paid player, so we had to do something.
So if he was your best mate, was the white sheep, did you hate him?
Duncan.
I was his best mate. No, got on with him. I wouldn't say best mate.
Put up with me.
Getting carried away.
Yeah. You hung around with Kai and those type of boys, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Well, they looked after me, to be fair. I mean, it's quite daunting to go and join a new club and having to try and fit in. And obviously at the time, you'd just won the Grand Slam, 13 Ospreys in that team. So there were the Galacticos going to join. So yeah, a lot of pressure on, but... Couple of them now made me feel very welcome.
Was JC there with you?
Jerry Collins was there, yeah. He arrived the year after.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you had a colourful bunch, didn't he? With the two the white sheep and the black sheep in the front.
Well, the Munster boys.
The brothers.
The brothers. Yeah. Chris Henry rang me today and he said we've had one. And I was like, I think we'll talk to him about the image going through the team with Jerry Collins with the blonde hair and all the boys, the fake tan. And he was like, yeah, and his brother Duncan in the front row. And I was like, I don't think they're brothers, man. He said, no, they were brothers.
Hibbert, of course, with the long blonde hair.
Yeah, it wasn't
and
long.
The tattoos.
It wasn't long, was it?
It would have looked good, though.
It's $1 million now. Yeah. If I go to him.
Patrick Swayze.
Patrick Swayze. Kevin in twat, he was everywhere. Yeah, he looks good now, Ibs.
And would you keep in touch with all the boys? all the Ospreys lads?
I would chat to a couple of them, yeah, just text messages and stuff. I'm obviously heading over to the match this weekend, so hopefully I'll catch up with a few of them before the game. And yeah, listen, it was a good time, good guys, and yeah, I suppose it's good to kind of be able to keep in touch with different people from different times.
I hated you at the time, I must say.
Well, when to be left, fair, he only hated because, so Trimby under the high ball was a little bit, yeah, back in those days, it was like a bit of a circus kind of. So he got really grumpy with me one time because we were kicking the ball off, and I think it was Hook at the time, was kind of looked across to me and goes, who? I was like, he's just over there.
At least disguise it. I know he's a rat.
Which one is Trimble?
Yeah. I was there. Me. It's me, James. Kick it on to me, mate. Work away.
And he had a right huff of me over that. Oh, yeah.
Stop telling people I can't catch.
That was... we had another fallout when we were in the same team. Do you remember you thought I was being too laid back?
Oh, yeah.
And I was kind of like a bit dozy at the start of the game. And then we kicked along and I was kind of, I wasn't really paying attention. Tommy goes, would you get your head out of your arse? And I replied with the world's worst comeback, which was, it is out of its arse.
All the supporters are watching us having an argument on the pitch.
You both are on the wings, though. You were, weren't you?
Yeah. I might have been 13 at the time for a year, but yeah, I must say in the wing. Yeah.
Probably not. No, I didn't get much fall out.
I did play a lot of 13 there, yeah, of course.
Did you?
Yeah. Over the Ospreys, I played 13 a lot. Really, yeah.
Did you enjoy that?
I loved it.
Yeah, yeah. I played, that was kind of the thing. Over there, I played 13, 15, both wings.
Mickey and Shane, wasn't it?
Yeah. So it was good. Yeah, I got to mix it up, different positions. I think that's a good thing, though. You know, you played obviously at 13. You played in the wing as well, Barry. Sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, it kind of changes skills up and mixes up. I think it's good.
I played loose side a couple of years ago.
Did you?
It's tough. Yeah, it's not quite the 13 to wing, but it's.
But it went back to tight head because you knew that's where the money is.
No, it was the tight end.
Boy, I love that money.
He knows.
No, that was the when you were playing with you. That was the big years. I had the same money as the best earner there, and you were the best earner, weren't you? So,
no, certainly not.
Yeah, it was good times. I enjoyed the Ospreys.
Ospreys were always up and down. Well, at that stage, fairly consistent. And more so recently. Like one season, class. Yeah. Next season, really struggling. Like we've hammered them and then got bonus pointed. Yeah, there's kind of, it's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, but don't worry.
Well, it's rugby struggling though, isn't it?
It's mental, that. It's mental. It's a bizarre place. So yeah, you just don't know what to expect. You just kind of just crack on because you know it's going to be, you know, it's going to be some sort of mess up at some point. So
yeah,
it's just it all suddenly always happens. So it's just the boys done well to be in sort of situation they are, to be honest.
It seems to galvanise them, doesn't it? They seem to almost kind of with all the chaos that's going on.
Yeah,
you can see
used a lot,
Warren Gatland's almost like pulled them in and used it to try and spur them on a little bit.
They know they probably wouldn't know what's going on because one minute they've joined together, next minute it's like.
Nobody knows.
So it's just a bit of a shit show there at the moment. So.
Really?
A sugar show.
A sugar show. It's hard to say, it's Welsh rugby, you get used to it, you know?
Right. So that's the way it's been, even when you were there with Gatland, like it was.
Yeah, well, when it first went, we played Munster in like the Celtic League Cup final in Cardiff in 2003 with Neath.
Yeah.
And then it went regional rugby. And then for a year, it was all lovely. You know, we weren't doing particularly well, but. And then they get rid of Celtic Warriors. And then a couple of years later, there's more stuff. It's just, there's always something which they think of changing. But, you know, who knows, huh?
I think the last time, I remember when we were there, there was chaos, a lot of chaos behind the scenes, coaching-wise, and we ended up winning the league.
That's right.
That was the old school tour.
Yeah. In Belfast.
Grand Slams seem to come easy to Wales. Championships, probably more so, but...
And Grand Slams,
three
Grand Slams.
We
had a good side, but
one's kind of come out of nowhere. I know there's been a bit of momentum going in, but still, not that many people thought Wales were going to win a Grand Slam.
But we've kind of gone the Irish model with the boys get rested, get looked after a lot better. So it's not quite the same as Ireland, where the big dogs play like 50 minutes every year and then play Highland Cup. You know, it's not quite that, but it's they look after them a lot better than they do now. So obviously the regional fans get a bit peed off because they don't win many games, but it works alright. Since regional rugby, they won three Grand Slams and a championship, so it's not a bad record, really.
But the fixtures have fallen very well, though, for Wales this time around. I mean, Gatland actually said it before, that if they can beat France in that first game, he predicted that they would go on to win a Grand Slam because the fixtures were perfectly aligned, almost.
I was in the dinner when he said that, and he was half-cut.
It can make a big difference, though, doesn't it? When Ireland start, and they might play like Scotland and Italy, and they build and potentially the weaker teams, and then end up playing England on St. Patrick's Day. Yeah. I always feel like there's a little bit of a bonus or an advantage to that.
But we didn't know France were going to be this bad when.
That's what he said the first game. Yeah. If they can win that first game. Fairness, the momentum, once you get that first win, that's what the Six Nations is all about. Mm. And then also, Ireland have only a 6-day turnaround with this game, where Wales have that extra day. So they have that advantage going into this last game.
So what are you expecting Saturday?
I'm expecting a serious battle. I think that Ireland, I'm going for an Ireland win. I think it'll be a tight win, 2-3 points. Mm-hmm. But I think that's going over there, we were arguing with this. I mean, I kind of think that Ireland are slight underdogs going over there. There's not the same pressure on them. Obviously, the weight of expectation on the Welsh team with the opportunity to win a Grand Slam. Ireland can go over there with the confidence of, I suppose, an improved performance against France, and to go over there. And I hope that they have the best game they've had in the championship so far.
Mm. Performance is almost even more important for Ireland,
absolutely,
is it?
Yeah, I think if they can get a good performance, that's the most. I mean, if they were to go to Wales and have a poor performance and lose, I think that could do more damage psychologically than if they were to go over there, a good performance, win or lose. I think it's still, you know, the World Cup's still 5 months away, but to finish on some sort of a high would definitely make, you know, well, it would make things a lot easier.
A good performance and you lose, you'd be happy with that.
Even after the last,
but it doesn't really make much difference, though. So if, as long as they play well and they kind of get into their shape, but if they lose, if they win or lose, it doesn't matter anyway.
Well, they want to win. Joe Schmidt will be wanting them to win because you want to give yourself a chance. I mean, and that's it. If they can win, it gives themselves a chance of winning the championship. I mean, the likelihood of Scotland beating England is fairly slim. But never know.
Why not?
Well, they're missing so many players. I mean, their whole back three is out.
Hamish Watson was good.
Fantastic,
Enjoyed Price as well. Scrum half had a good game. They could pull something out of the bag, but England were so class last week, man. It'd be hard to see it.
I think they're the best team, I think, in the championship for me. When you got, especially Chuck Macko back in, who's, you know, out on his own, and the Vinopolas, Farrell, these guys, it's just, they're out of sight. Get a Taji back in there. Not a bad team.
Well, exactly. With Tuilagi firing Teo in the centre as well, I thought was different to Slade. They're a side to be reckoned with. But anyway, who cares? We're all about Cardiff and the big one.
Yeah.
Ireland's
really
big win.
Grand Slam. Another one. Another Grand Slam.
Will that be three for Alan Wynne then, to match you with three?
It will be, yeah.
So you secretly don't want that to happen?
Yeah, he's my best pal. Like, I want him to win as many as he can possibly do. Yeah. It's only seven of us, isn't it? As I said, I've won as many Grand Slams as Ireland's won, so it's not so it's not like it's not too bad. I'll take that.
It hurts.
And with the World Cup in mind, you came pretty close to a World Cup final as well, 2011.
Yeah, it was good. That good win in the quarterfinals. Very good win in the quarterfinals.
We would have got to the final.
Didn't Philzy go round you? Philzy went round you in the corner, didn't he?
I think it was round Dars, I think. And Philzy doesn't half remind me every week. Yeah.
No, well, you guys beat Australia, so we were quite lucky, if anything, that you beat them and give us an easier route.
That was a disappointing day.
Yeah. It was a hard, tough game. It was in Wellington, I think. Right?
That was. I mean, both quarterfinals, the last two I've been involved in, have been just heartbreak, because we've topped our group both times, given ourselves the best opportunity, and obviously Argentina last time around, Wales before that. I mean, we were the second best team in both of those, definitely, and obviously the results showed that, but I suppose it's going to be, I mean, to think about it, we had Wales and Argentina, potentially for Ireland this year, if they get to the quarterfinal, it'll be New Zealand or South Africa, so that's going to be an even bigger challenge.
Yeah. Well, that'll be fun. Yeah. That was good. Good day, that was.
Which day?
The quarterfinal, yeah.
Which win was that?
Yeah, no, just think about it.
You're gazing into
the... there's a big fat pants over there, and it's just like, what's going on over there? It's just weird.
Yeah, I don't know. If
we've never thought to ask.
just took my eye a bit. That's
right. Match Andrew's socks.
You left them there. Yeah, these are conservative compared to other socks.
Normal. Does he give you much clothes?
No.
He gave us a jacket last time he came in.
Came on, gave them jackets. And
mine was too small
since.
For me, so I had to give it to my mother. So she's delighted with it.
She's delighted? Well, there you go. Exactly.
I did the gardening in mine.
I had to give Andrew a gilet because he has really long arms.
Does he?
So at least the gilet kind of...
This is a bad shirt for my arms, actually. It's shrunk, but it's shrunk like in the ways. I swear.
Have you ever thought of going into anything like that? Clothing range?
No. No. Not very fashionable, to be honest with you. I didn't think you
beard would. Grooming? Kind of like...
Nah, miss. Ship sailed, and the hair thing sailed. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it was for bigger men, maybe, you know. Ill-fitting. I can't imagine your clothes fit people like me. So
you probably wouldn't be the best model of our gear.
No.
To be fair.
A pair of shoes would be nice, though. A pair of shoes would be lovely. You know.
I have been promising you to be in the post for the last 5 years, I think.
There's probably a pair of Adam Joneses out there.
It might be a pair of Joneses. Yeah, who knows which
off.
Jones they are?
He's ripped off every Irish rugby player. I got nothing. I got a free pair of Trimbles. The Trimbles are crap.
They're the David Trimbles, though.
So is that what you do?
No.
Oh, no. What do you mean? What do you mean?
Well, so they all have names. So obviously, instead of calling them number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, there's a Trimble shoe.
Is there a Murphy shoe?
Yeah, it's, there probably is.
What's a John Hayes shoe look like?
Well, it might not be a John Hayes.
Wellies. It's just Wellies. Hayes.
Wellies. Yeah, exactly. No, Dunica, I think, got the Wellies, and Strings got the little kiddie shoes.
Marcus Horne has to have some of the worst dress sense in world rugby.
Well, I have to give the boat clogs. Shoes for David Wallace.
Give him a pair of clogs or something, maybe.
Marcus, listen, it's too late. We're running out of names at this stage. The Horns have been done a long time ago.
Okay, we'll leave. We live here.
Do you like to live here?
What? Yeah.
Me.
What? would I like to live here? Dublin.
No. That's a good question.
I don't know. You're asking me. Staring at me like smiling. I don't know.
Could you ever live in Dublin? Did you ever see yourself coming over here?
Dublin, yeah. I live in London at the moment. So
yeah. How's that going?
Nice part of the world. Mm-hmm. A bit different to the valleys in South Wales, but a bit more expensive. But it's good.
How are Harlequins going?
Good. Third. It's all right. Bit of a struggle every now and again, but a little bit of a change up this year. New coach come in. Yeah, that's right. It's good. It's different. It's boys working a bit harder. You know, trying to.
Did you go straight from player to coach?
Yeah.
And so did you find that difficult?
Not too bad, really. No, I signed up 4 years ago. As a mentor to like Kyle Sinclair and these type of guys, you know.
Yeah, he's done a great job.
Because you know,
well done,
too good a job.
One of the best actors in the world. Yeah. I'll take that.
Yeah, popular guy.
He's a bit loose, but he's a good kid at heart. He's a really good kid, and he's gets a bit excited at times.
Doesn't he? Yeah. I don't know if I'd be able for that if I was in the field.
It was worrying last weekend, him and Genge on the field at the same time. I thought, some batter, some Italian boy. Yeah, but
Genge is loose as well, is he?
I think so. I don't know him that well, but what I've met, stories, he's quite a character.
Is that right?
Yeah, should we say.
Yeah.
But he's actually another from Bristol, nice kid.
Yeah.
Marla's there with us, yeah. Marla. So we got a few. But then we kind
Brown.
Of.
Brown,
yeah, yeah.
A lot of characters in that team.
Like Brown?
Yeah, sound lad, yeah.
Do you know him?
I actually don't know him off the pitch.
Never met him.
On the pitch, he's one of those people that...
Defines opinion.
Yeah, yeah. But competitive, I think.
I would call it a good thing. Yeah.
That's good fine. There's a lot of people like that.
He's a good player.
Do you do anything outside of rugby now?
No.
To keep yourself competitive?
No.
Try yourself fit, is that what you're trying to say? a roundabout way.
No. I do need to. I stop in the services a lot, but I need to stop that. And I travel down the M4 all the time because my family live in Wales, so I don't have much time to do much. Mm. I should.
Oh, you commute then, do you? Or you
Yeah.
So really?
I live in a flat in Guildford and come back and forth. So my wife's a teacher, little ones in school. we should have moved up 4 years ago, really, but yeah. Don't want to. So.
Took him for a steak last night.
Oh, mate, unbelievable.
Huge steak. Well, I ordered the same as him, and I'm struggling to move today, but it was a good steak, wasn't it?
It was lovely. What was it called?
Just a steakhouse in town. Ribeye on the bone.
Yeah.
Washed down with a pint of Guinness. Huh?
That was lovely.
Yeah. Will you catch up on Sunday then again, or Saturday as well? Just go for a few pints.
Actually, so, yeah, I think so.
Okay. It's a corporate thing on Saturday, are you?
Corporate and Saturday, yeah. We're meeting actually on Thursday. We're doing something as well. Yeah.
Okay, really. Some predictions, so not that it matters, fake, but go on, who do you think? What's the score?
Ireland by 2 points.
2 points.
Wales by six.
Six. Grand Slam.
Yeah.
Ireland by one.
You are, yeah?
Yeah.
Even tighter. What do you think?
If it's Ireland by one, you get an ear piercing.
I do.
Yeah, perfect.
No.
It's a deal.
I think Wales will win.
Do you? Actually, yeah. Really?
Think, yeah, Wales. Why? Wales by five.
Why not?
Tough place to go, obviously, Cardiff. And they're playing well. They've got that bit between the teeth. Good cliche for you there.
Nice.
And I think we're going for a grand slam.
You've lost subscribers because of that. Like, do you realise?
Yeah, no, but we're keeping it real, though.
Yeah, you are. True.
For no reason.
Don't talk rubbish.
Integrity.
Yeah. Not that it matters. Well, we hope you have a great day on Saturday anyway. Yeah, best of luck to both teams. Thanks a million for coming in and joining us, lads. We've had a great time.
Tears them out.
So have a good fair game on Saturday. Good luck to both teams.
They're like, thanks, Baz.
You were listening to Baz and Andrew's House of Rugby on Joe, together with Guinness. Drink responsibly. Visit drinkaware.ie for the facts.